The first reading today, the Lord speaks through the prophet Zechariah and tells the people of Israel that he is going to dwell once again in Jerusalem. The people at this point were in exile because of their sins. And God is telling them he's going to bring everybody back. Old men and old women, children, Jerusalem is going to be a bustling city once again, but not just a bustling city, but a holy city. And what is important is that even though in the eyes of the people it would say this is impossible, the Lord says, should it also be impossible for me? But then it's what he says after that that is so important. They shall be my people, and I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. Until people recognize that God is God, that he is in charge and we are not, we're going to be in trouble. And that's exactly where we're at, and that's why what we have going on right now is going on. And it's going to get worse. Because people have to make a choice. The great divide is beginning to happen. We've been watching as the government and the media have intentionally caused division. But our Lord himself told us that he came not to bring unity but division. He is going to be the point of division. It is going to be those who will trust in the Lord and believe in him and those who do not. It is going to be also exactly as he pointed out, that the one who is the least among you is the one who is the greatest. In other words, if we think we can do something by ourselves, it's not going to work. And that's the important point to understand. The great ones of the world right now think that they are in control. They are controlling everyone with fear. They're not in control. They have no control. Satan thinks that he's in control. It's laughable. But of course, we can all look at it and say, oh, but it sure looks like they're in control. Oh my goodness, look at this and look at that and look at the other thing. Right. Even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of hosts? Our Lady told us what's going to happen. This shouldn't be coming as a surprise to anyone. But the only reason it's a surprise is because we have been so caught up in all of the chaos that Satan has brought into our lives that we've taken our focus off of God. We've taken our focus off of God as a world, as a nation, as a people. And in many ways, as a church. How horrible to think that the very institution, which is here only for the greater glory of God, it's not what it's about in the minds of many. It's just a social institution. It's just about taking care of the poor, or whatever, and while that's important, that's secondary. We are here for the greater glory of God. We are here for the worship of God. We are here to conform ourselves to the Lord. But how many people even think that way? Have we heard anything like that from anybody in the hierarchy? No, if we have, I'm not sure when the last time it was. We're more interested in the world. It's all about the economy and about pollution and about all the worldly things. It's not about God. That's why the mess that we're living in is happening, because we're not about God. Maybe as individuals we are, but as a people, as a nation, as a world, we are not. And tragically, like I said, even the church right now is not. That is despicable. So God's going to allow the whole thing to crash. And we have done it to ourselves. Nobody can blame God for this one. We told God we didn't want him. We told God to get out of the way. We told God that we have a better way. And he said, fine, do it your way then. Go ahead. Look at where our way has gotten us. And we haven't gotten to the end of our way. Go back to 1917. Our Lady told us at Fatima, Russia will spread her errors throughout the world. Welcome to the spread of Russia's errors. And it's really just getting going. So should we be surprised? No. Because it was all told. But so too is the triumph of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. And so by the time that the triumph will happen, it will seem hopeless. We will say, just as the people back then did, it is impossible. This can't happen. Right, because we don't trust God. Because we're going to trust ourselves, which is the most idiotic thing that we can ever do, but we keep doing it. Shows how bright we really are. And so God is going to have to show us. Because we refuse to trust him. Because we refuse to have faith in him. Because as a nation and as a people, we have escorted him right out of our lives. So until God comes back to the center where he belongs, we're going to continue in the mess. And the further we push God to the periphery, the bigger the mess is going to become. That's where we're at. That's where we're headed. But for those with faith, just keep your focus where it belongs. Keep it on God, and in the midst of all the mess, you can be at peace. Because God's in control. This is Our Lady's time. Stick with her. We know who's going to be victorious. We know it's already been told. It will be the triumph of Our Blessed Lady's Immaculate Heart. She is going to crush the head of the vile creature. He's the one behind all this mess. But as long as we're looking at the devil and saying, oh, I like what he has to offer. It's fun. It's exciting. It's more materialism. It's more selfishness. It's all about me. That's not quite what our Lord told us in the gospel, is it? No, we have to be the least. It's not about me. It's about him. And until we get our focus back where it belongs, we're going to continue spiraling downward. But that needs to happen. So don't worry when it's happening. In fact, rejoice. This whole mess has to crash before Our Lady can intervene and her Immaculate Heart can triumph. Because we don't want to go back to what has been normal for the last few years, because it is not normal. It is not the way human beings were created to live. So Our Lady is going to bring us back to what we're supposed to be. And that will be beautiful. So let it all crash and rejoice when it does. Remember back in the hippie days, somebody's car started on fire in a parking lot down the block from our house. All the hippies all gathered around the car, and instead of doing anything, they started chanting, burn, 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 baby, burn. Well, we can do that to this mess now. Rejoice as it comes crashing down, because when God rebuilds it, even if it seems impossible in our eyes, it is not in his. He has sent his mother to take care of this, praise God, and it will be beautiful. But she isn't going to try to rebuild on something that's broken. She's going to remove the whole mess, and then she will build something that is truly beautiful and truly for not only our good, but for the greater glory of Almighty God.